You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans with me, Cheryl Burke, an iHeartRadio podcast. Today, I'm joined by entertainment and lifestyle expert, executive producer, host, and writer of Simplified, Josh McBride. He has contributed content to some of your favorite watched television programs, including The Today Show, The Talk, Wendy Williams, Good Day New York, and more. His digital show, Simplified with Josh McBride, is a multi-award winning series that identifies, demystifies, and analyzes dozens of hours of content every week while simplifying a current trend in pop culture or current events. I am glad he's here to break down this week's hot topics with me. So let's give a warm welcome to the show, Josh McBride. Josh, welcome to Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans. Hi.
Hi. I'm so excited to be here. I cover the gambit when it comes to entertainment. So I kind of cover, you know, when a major celebrity dies, talking about their legacy, or, you know, I was the inside scoop guy on Wendy Williams to come and talk about the Housewives. So like, yeah. And I think there's, it just makes me so sad, the Wendy stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, I couldn't even watch the documentary.
As somebody that like knew her, it was heartbreaking. Cause it was like, this isn't her. This is not her.
What do you mean by that? Like, cause it's rare when I talk to anyone that really knows her, cause you seem to.
Yeah, I contributed to the show for about 5 years. And then I had instances where I would see her or be with her on special occasions outside of the show. And not only was she always so warm and welcoming, it was like, I remember even being in LA at one point and going out to a gay bar, and she was there and she saw me and was like, Josh? And I had a backwards hat on. So, you know, usually on the show, I wouldn't have a backwards hat on. And she was like, Josh? And I said, yeah. So I went over to her and she's like, no. And she tapped all three of her security guards and like was like, make him come up here with us. He's not in GA, in general admission. Mm-hmm. And she like went out of her way to make me feel welcome. And like, she always did that with her show. She always was so kind to us. She always loved a big hug. Watching that documentary was really, really challenging for somebody that was like there year after year. Working next to her. Look, there were some times where I was like, Wendy, like, are we together today? But, you know, that's with anyone. We all have our bad days. We all have our good days. We all have the days where, you know, like we spent maybe a long night up, like some, you know, or something like that where
just rolling into work, you know, it happens.
Rolling into work. And so, you know, but like from an overall perspective, like I really miss that, Wendy. And I don't think there's anybody on TV that can do it right now or is doing it right now as well as she ever did.
She was so successful. And when you say that there were times when you felt like, okay, are you there? What do you say more?
Yeah, I think sometimes when you would be telling a person a story, just like anybody would, you almost kind of seem like there might be a blank stare, mm-hmm. or like she's not focused on entirely what you're saying.
Or and present. Like, look, yeah.
Exactly. But yeah. at the same time, I do that and I don't have an ailment right now. So I think there were probably early signs of this. You know, she admits to using drugs and alcohol. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that obviously didn't help. But I also think there was early signs of what was going on that maybe she didn't necessarily like jump on board to.
Yeah.
I also had a relationship with Kevin at one point, a very professional relationship, but a relationship where we would text each other.
Her now ex-husband,
who was very much rigid and was very much like, this is how things work. And people were scared of him.
Was he managing her?
Yeah, he was. And he managed the show. He was an executive producer on the show. And then he also managed her. Now, he had one of the biggest offices there, I remember. And I remember seeing her. I was working for a TV show called The Daily Buzz at the time. And I went to go interview her. And I said, Wendy, I got to tell you something respectfully. And she said, what? I said, you just launched an app. She goes, yeah, we're here to talk about the app. I said, great. But can I be honest about something? I said, you know, I'm honest on your show. When I come on and talk about whatever we're talking about, I said, your app sucks. She was like, oh my God, you think so? And I said, yeah. She's like, you need to go meet Kevin, my husband. So we're in the middle of Times Square. It's like this press event. I'm interviewing her. I go up and talk to Kevin afterwards. And he's like, okay, set a time with my assistant. So I set a time with his assistant. I go into the show. Normally I was always there to be on the show, not to meet with him. Right. So I go into his office. Someone walks me in and he's got one of those like big ass desks where he sits behind with his gold chain hanging, huge gold bling hanging with one single chair. Maybe like 6 to 8 feet in front of the desk. Almost like this is where I would sit if I was going to be fired, right? Like that's
right.
And I said, and I was a nervous wreck because I'm like, this is the Wendy Williams husband who runs all this shit. And so I said, respectfully, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told Wendy. This app sucks. And from a marketing perspective and from a TV perspective, I said, you're not doing what you should be able to do on this app where it's extra content. Why are people going to the app?
What is the app? Gaining? What is it? What was it?
It was an app that was, I think it was a fun project for her of like the Wendy Williams app, but there wasn't any extra benefit. There was like a game on there or something like that. But there was different ways where like, I told him, I was like, you could be adding a content section to the app, right? Extra content of B, C, D, E-list
BTS,
celebrities that come in.
Behind the scenes. Yeah.
Totally. What Wendy eats in a day. Like all these kind of different content ideas. And it was a terrible thing. And I thought, I was like, this man is going to jump over this big ass desk and strangle my throat. And
with his gold chain.
And I was like, you know what? I respect you. Like, he was like, I respect you. And like, he was like, what would you suggest? And I was like, well, wait a second. I'm not being paid to be here to do this.
Yeah.
I'm not being paid to help you, but like, here's some great ideas. Right. And I think he respected me more in that sense. And so like, it was interesting to see everything that had come out after this whole, you know, and a lot of people said, and I'm not making a judgment one way or the other, but was her life held together? I'm not saying what he did was right. And we all know that he stepped outside the marriage more than once and had a child with somebody else. I'm not saying that that's appropriate by any means, but is there something that he did hold it all together? Because it seemed like when they sort of split, everything sort of went down the drain.
And this is just like an assumption. Like, you don't know, obviously.
All speculation.
For sure.
This is all alleged. This is speculation.
This was
a lot of people said this after watching the documentary, you know, and Wendy, and like to know that your family isn't like, they don't know where you are.
Well,
what
did you meet the family? Do they have her best interests at heart, or?
I don't know. This was extended in the documentary. There's extended family. So there's like a niece. You see a lot of her manager and publicist at the time. Both were fired. I don't know her family. And we know that Kevin Sr. wasn't taking care. Like, obviously wasn't taking care of her. And at the end of the documentary, no one really knows where Wendy is now. Like, they don't know where she is.
Isn't she at that facility?
Well, she's at a facility, but they haven't confirmed where, and the family doesn't know. They all go through.
Because they don't have conservatorship.
Yes.
Which is odd.
Heartbreaking. Heartbreaking.
So, I mean, like, more power to, I literally, like, prayers are for when, I haven't heard anything recently. I don't know if you know anything, but, you know, this is a complicated situation.
Yeah,
really?
it's heartbreaking as somebody who had such a presence, especially in daytime, right? The only person that wasn't afraid to like share her opinion. Everything she said was allegedly this. And I remember I once had to like have the lawyer come and talk to me because I didn't say allegedly enough. And I was like, at that point, we're all just, everything's alleged.
Everything is, yeah.
But it was, I feel like in some ways, and I know she talked about you, I remember this vaguely, where it's like, it was almost like an honor to be talked about by Wendy Williams, you know?
Yeah. But with Wendy, yes, it was always about me sleeping with all of my dance partners and all of them, like all of them.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Well, was it a lot? It was a lot of alleged. Was it real, Cheryl? Was it real?
This ain't about me, is it? Let's move on to Derek Hough and Haley.
Yes, yes.
Well, first of all, the fact that Haley is up and moving, just in general, forget the dancing part, is insanity. Like, it's amazing to see the transformation from, like, literally being, you know, wherever they were in Washington, getting this whole that her brain just completely, like, brain surgery, to then dancing full out during Derek's, or for Derek's tour, which is going to be going back out, I think, mid-April.
Yeah.
What do you think of this whole thing?
This is how incredibly sad at such a young age that she had to go through this. I think she was 29 when she went through this, 28, 29.
I mean, yeah, it just happened a few months ago.
It's insane. And she went under emergency brain surgery after she became disoriented and was taken to the hospital during a stop, like you said, in Washington, D.C. And this was in 2023, December. So you think, like, how incredible that you're, like, back. I like, stub my toe when I'm on the couch for 3 months. You know what I mean? Like, this
well,
is
also, as dancers, we put up with a lot of pain. But it must have been, when I really sit with this, because we had a neurologist on and everything, it must have been a different type of feeling, I'm assuming. Because, like, if anything, I'm like, oh, well, I feel dizzy all the time after spinning like that, you know?
Right, right.
It's not just, like,
woman,
dizziness.
Probably having to shave off all of her hair and then having scars and invasive procedures. You know, like, it's incredible to see her get back up on her feet, what, 4 months, less than 4 months, basically, and get back into that's if dancing. And, you know, more than anybody, it's such a physical thing. It's not like she's going back into an office and sitting at a desk for 9 to 5 doing accounting or
no,
you know, personal assisting. But, like, it's crazy to think. Even Derek Hough, I think, talks about how he knew she was strong and when he married her, but, like, didn't know that she was this strong. And they're almost, like, 10 years apart, I think. But basically, I think he also says, like,
really?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's like 38 and she's 29.
God, I'm almost 40. He's 2 years younger than me. Yeah. Oh my God.
But, like, he calls her, he says she's a miracle. And, like, again, as a dancer, that I can't imagine how that affects you beyond physically. We know it affects you physically, but the mental, the emotional, like, how to get back off the couch. I'm sure depression comes in with that. I'm sure you're dancing. And when you work out, like you do dancing, you're getting positive. What do they call
endorphins.
It? When you work out? Endorphins.
It's, yeah.
And I'm sure you had to sit still. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure. But also what I was more nervous about was her memory. Like, I was like, God, what if, God, like, the worst possible case scenario would be her waking up and not putting two and two together. But it seemed to, it did bring out such a vulnerability between the two people. And, like, to see Derek really just drop everything for her was, for me, because I've known him since he was a teenager, just beautiful to see him really care for her. And then I think this tour is basically a whole new tour. Like, you know, I think their purpose and intention with all of it is going to be so different than what people have seen. Would you go and see it? Are you going to go see it?
Yeah, this looks beautiful. I loved also there's a video going around online of Bruno at one of their rehearsals. Where
actually
it's like,
emotional. Yeah.
I was emotional watching him be emotional to them. It was like this, because what a comeback. And I think she even recognizes how incredible her comeback is and was of, like, it's been a crazy past 4 months and, like, it's been such a blessing and surprise. And also to, like, to get back on stage and work. I mean, people take off a year after they had a baby. You're talking about brain surgery. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
we had that neurologist on. She was like, I don't know. Like, she didn't seem too keen on her dancing.
As somebody that I'd probably milk that for forever and, like, not get up, but I'm sure there was a part of her that was like, I need to go and do something.
She has to.
This will motivate me. She's young, you know, like, healthy. This will motivate me to go and do that. And I wonder, I'm sure being that young probably helped her recovery a lot.
And proceed with caution, you know, like, still, obviously I'm sure is very in tune with her body and she understands, but, like, you know, Derek's tour is no walk in the park. It's intense, right? And, like, he expects only the best and he is the best, to be quite honest. But, like, I think that too, you know, she is the backbone is something that he said too, that she is the foundation of everything. Like, didn't realize that until he didn't have it for a hot second there. So
yeah, it's crazy to think. And then also thinking about, like, I think they have something like 28, 26 stops on the entire thing, something around there. That's a lot of work. And that's a lot of work for a person that didn't have a brain injury. That's a lot of work for a person that wasn't just in a major surgery 4 months ago. Right.
Yeah.
Like, to think about then, like, what, like, that's a lot of exertion on your body. And I'm sure she's at, you know, fingertips of like the best doctors. And they said, go ahead. So this is, you know, more power to her. And what a miracle is, right?
Yeah, such an inspiration. Okay. Charity Lawson. She just got her breast implants. Did you see them? They actually look great.
Yes.
What do you think of her being so, first of all, did you watch her journey on Dancing with the Stars? And what did you think?
Yeah, I want to touch on the breast thing first, because I think it's so crazy that we are so, first of all, she looks great. I thought she looked great before. I think she looks great now. I think it's interesting that so many people in the limelight and the spotlight, especially women, feel like they have to absolutely let people know what they did, when they did it, how they did it, why they did it. But it's nobody's business. Let me flip the question on you. Have you ever, and I'm not that I'm interviewing you on your own podcast, have you ever felt pressured where you've, and sorry to flip the conversation, but have you ever felt pressured in maybe you did something private that you had to then talk about publicly?
My divorce.
Right.
But okay, so my people think I got my whole face restructured. Literally thought I got a whole face redid this. But because if you do look at me, from when I was 21, when I started the show till now, I do look different. But mind you, I'm also human and I evolve. I have always said that I never have gone under the knife for anything. I've gotten a little bit of Botox, so little that they'd give it to me for free. And that's it. And yeah. Yes, I choose to be transparent. I am very open with my life, but that's me. Now, this is why I asked you about Charity and her time on Dancing with the Stars, because I didn't feel like she was transparent and open. So this was kind of like a, whoa, like you're really like being vulnerable, which I love.
Right.
However, she wasn't able to, for me at least, there was only 1 week out of the whole season I felt like she was open and vulnerable. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's what hindered her. That's what didn't make her do as great as I thought she would have done.
And I feel like it's such a show where you are supposed to show vulnerability. You have to. When you don't, it definitely, I feel like, can affect
backfires.
You, right? Mm-hmm. And totally backfire. So now it's like, I wonder if she took that lesson and was like, well, now I'm going to be open because why not? I just think you subject yourself to even more scrutiny. So it's like, I think you have to play it a couple ways. One, ignore it completely. Two, share it because you don't care. And that seems like what she did. And or three,
or that's who you are. Like, I don't think it was kind of forced.
Yes, but it also seems like she might have been like, I remember I kind of got backlash because nobody knew anything about me when I did Dancing with the Stars. Mm-mm. It was maybe surface level at best on DWTS. And it was like, you know, now you're like, well, I'm free. Maybe she's trying to get another deal. Who knows? You know,
maybe her husband enjoys it. Are they married yet?
Maybe somebody's enjoying them.
Yes. Look, it is what it is. More power to her boobies.
Yes.
And Charity, for sure. Okay, next, JoJo Siwa. That's all I'm going to say. Go for it.
I have a tough time with JoJo Siwa. I have a tough time being a part of the same community as JoJo Siwa, but having it shoved, and I'm talking about the LGBTQ+ community, and I have a tough time with JoJo Siwa. I read a tweet, and this was something...
You mean on X?
Yeah, sorry. What do you say? I read an X?
No,
you say
I read a tweet. On Xer?
No, I think you say you read a tweet.
I literally stopped my account. I can't do it. I can't do that.
I don't even understand it. I think it was like, it might have been on Instagram, but like taken from X. And it was something along the lines of like, if gay marriage is taken away, the people who are married can then blame JoJo Siwa for this. Because, and I know I don't know your relationship with her. I know that JoJo Siwa, we know that, you know, she's in her bad girl era, whatever that means. I think... For me, there's an attention-seeking aspect of JoJo Siwa that she is dipping her toe wherever the cameras may flash.
It's working.
For some. I mean,
yeah, but we saw it's her working. Like, everyone is talking about her.
Positively?
No.
And it's funny, I'm actually hosting Miami Beach Pride this weekend, and she's one of the performers at Miami Beach Pride, which is very interesting. So that'll be...
Maybe she'll wear a different color jumpsuit.
I don't think so. But we just saw her. It was like we saw her at the iHeartRadio Music Awards. Thank you. And it was like scary. It reminded me of like Kiss back in the day. Right. Like, did you see the, like, she reminded me of Kiss, but she's obviously, you know, reflective of her new video Karma, which has, I think, vaguely like 17 million views or.
She invested all of her money into it, supposedly, as well.
And more power to you. I just have noticed a thing about JoJo Siwa where it's like, where can I get attention from? And maybe you're doing it right. I just think picking fights with people, and it's just, it's so monotonous. It's so boring to me. It's just,
so you don't feel like it's genuine. Like you don't think I think what's missing is, and I hear what you're saying. It's the authenticity, maybe.
Yeah, to me, it says she gives me look at me energy as opposed to like, I'm here because I love this work that I'm doing.
The art. Right? And yes.
The art of it. Right. As opposed to like, let me try to.
Famous.
Yes. And it doesn't mean like.
Or manipulate the people to then like, it's a manipulation type thing. Like it is kind of calculated.
Completely calculated. And it makes the most sense. I mean, we saw this and I'm not saying this because she's a friend, but like she had an issue with. She had posted a TikTok, and I'm going to say it because it's public information. She had posted a TikTok about like celebrities that she likes and then didn't like. And she flipped over a picture of like kind of a celebrity that you could kind of see, who we wound up finding out later on that it was Candace Cameron Bure. And it was like, what was the purpose of this? Why did you feel the need to even say this?
What do you mean? So there was all these slides of other.
Yeah. So she was doing like one of these like, you know, favorite person to do this with this. And it was like a TikTok bullshit trend. And the last one was like meanest. It was something like, it wasn't meanest. I don't want that to get taken out of context, but it was like something like a celebrity that she didn't like. And oh. I just felt I felt when I watched that, whether I have a relationship with Candace Cameron Bray or not, which is irrelevant. Why do you feel the need to share that for clicks, for likes, for views, for people to talk about?
Does she have a relationship with Candace?
No, she met her once and asked for a photo and Candace was busy. So Candace said no in that moment. So like, that's not a real thing.
Right, right.
And so then you turn it into she doesn't like gay people, which is also not a real thing.
Wait,
what? Yeah, we're getting so down and I'm sweating.
No, it's okay. It's okay. The sweat will soon not be sweat. Because you're friends with Candace. Let's just be real.
I am, but I'm also part of the LGBTQ plus community, and I've never felt a certain way. 100%.
Is this like a thing that's like, meaning like, do people say it, talk about this openly? I'm sure. Yes. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's a thing. Okay.
But it started, and then it was like, and then everything was quiet. And then like 6 months to a year later, something else happened and JoJo Siwa commented again. And for me, it's like inserting yourself into the crime scene when you weren't ever part of the crime, or when you weren't witnessing the crime, or when you weren't near the crime. You were at home in bed, but you heard gunshots and then decided to go across the caution tape and sit in it.
Yes.
And now you're in it. And it's like, for me, that is so attention seeking. I think there's an authenticity aspect that's missing. However, power to her in that it's really probably hard after being on a show like Dance Moms to be so authentic when, what was it called? Dance Moms, right? Dance.
Yes. I'm about to talk about it right now.
Yes. Sorry.
Do you think she knows authenticity though? Like, you know how some people may not want to know that? Like they don't know because maybe that's what's missing. Maybe that's why I'm just saying, because I worked with these girls. I took over season 7 when Abby Lee Miller walked off set. They needed another person, and yours truly. I had an amazing time with these young girls who were so traumatized. I had firsthand experience with the PTSD these women were going through, knowing it was their last season. I helped them just try and find love for dance again, because it was such a big part of their lives, and to have such a bad memory attached to it is a damn shame, right? So yeah. I go there, I work with them personally. JoJo was not there, nor was Maddie Ziegler. Okay. But JoJo posted something on TikTok. Mind you, I freaking love TikTok and I'm all about that TikTok. But this was when I just started getting all about the TikTok, and I saw a video of her showing her bald spot and saying, look what dance has done to me, or some sort of, don't quote me. Or when someone notices my bald spot and wonders where it's from. Then I basically did a reaction to it and I was like, well, we all know where it's from, right? Like in a way, what kills me is accountability. When no one takes accountability, because this is all that people need in general, is to take responsibility over, I may have been, I don't know what Abby would say, but just at least an apology or some sort of like, I know I affected these girls and maybe it wasn't all great. Like even if it were just that, but there has been zero accountability on her part. And therefore the trauma will lie until that happens. If it happens, like there's no closure for these women. And I just know them on a personal level. And so I said something, and then I think JoJo may have responded and said, it's not Abby. And right then and there, it was like a defensiveness. It was like an interesting. It was like, wow, you're really not seeing it. So like, you don't see it. And that's okay too, because you have to want to see it and you have to want to do the work, right? In order to like make peace with it. But I think that has a lot to do with the authenticity.
And that requires a lot of work, right? Like whether that be journaling or going to therapy or whatever that may be. I think that's really challenging. And I think that's why we see so many child stars be really effed up, right? Like as they've gotten older, because they've turned to something as relying on something else, as opposed to like facing the fears and challenges of what real life is.
Well, they think outside of themselves is what's going to fill the void in. But really, it doesn't. And you're going to keep looking and searching for nothing, really.
And maybe for her, and you know what, I could get flack for this, but maybe for her that the attention fuels the distraction of having to worry about me.
Why do you think there's all these entertainers, including myself? This is the same thing in a way. Like, we love a round of applause. I'm not saying this is the only reason why we dance. Yeah. Or like, for me, it's not the only reason, obviously. But there is a sense of validation.
Yeah.
You think. There is. And then when it's taken away or when you decide to stop, wow.
Right. But at the end of the day, we all have to feel validated from ourselves, not from
others.
And it's and look, I'm not saying as somebody that does that every day also, we all get in our feels and all that kind of stuff. Yes. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to bed with JoJo Siwa. I hope not. But I'm going to bed alone, right? I'm going to bed by myself. At the end of the day, we're alone, right? Like we only control us. We only can control us. And so we have to take some type of accountability and feel valid for just being us. And I think that there's a distraction, and oftentimes it happens in politics where they take a shiny gold object and say, look over here, whether that be press or my outfit or whatever it is. And we focus there so that the main issue isn't being looked at.
I heard her do an interview with Nick Vial, and she basically said, you know, Nick basically said the obvious, like, you're getting a lot of attention. She goes, well, it's working. So like, this was her intention. And I, in a way, it's kind of like, ooh, I don't know if I like that. I don't know how that makes you feel.
Be a publicist. We don't need you. Be a publicist.
I mean, I don't know if I like, because for me, that's one big manipulation. Like, I'm just like, why don't I mean, her song's not bad, by the way. Like, have more faith in the song, because it wasn't that bad.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Gleb Savchenko, Chippendale, aka Chippendales, woo woo. So he confirmed that he broke up with his girlfriend, or they've split. I don't know who broke up with who, from Elena Bell. We talked about it last week during headlines that like this was just not a confirmation yet. So I am here to confirm, by the way, in case you were wondering. Mm-hmm. Gleb confirmed the split. Yes. And he swears it's not because of Chippendales. Sheena Shea, what's your feeling on her? Tell me the truth.
attention, also an attention seeking person. I think as somebody who I even remember being at a party with her recently, and I just remember like it was very much the Sheena Shea show. Ooh, that should be something.
Should be training for that soon.
Yeah, JoJo Siwa can help her with her publicist.
The Sheena Shea show. That does roll off the tongue, though.
I'm not a huge fan of her. I think, you know.
Why? Is she not authentic? I think, okay, what's your sign? Just out of curiosity. Okay, that's why, yeah. So I'm a Taurus. Like, I know. I could smell it from a mile away.
I love Tauruses. All my best friends are Tauruses.
Yeah. I love you, too, just so you know. Oh, I can tell. God. I can feel the Virgo-ness.
I also think that, like, and I think both of our signs, definitely, you recognize real.
Yeah.
Right? And like,
no, like, to the fault.
But and it screws with you because you're like, you're watching TV. Maybe you're watching Vanderpump Rules. Maybe you're watching Dancing with the Stars. And you're like, oh, that person. And we were just talking about this. You're like, it doesn't feel real. And it doesn't feel like there's a connection. And not that we watch TV to be entertained, but we also watch TV to feel empathy, to feel connection with what we're watching. Or we watch it because we need information. But when you're watching certain reality shows, the reason that the production company picks up the reality show not only is for entertainment, the production company, the network picks up the reality show, is because they want you to see how outrageous something is, but connect with it on some level, right? Maybe you're the person in Real Housewives of New York that always sends their food back, even though you make $30,000 a year, but you're at a restaurant and there's a connection level.
Well,
right?
That's why I like buying Beverly Hills more than Housewives any day, because there's more of that authenticity and realness. Because I feel like all those, that whole, whatever it's called over there, the Beverly Hills franchise, is all fake to me now. Like, there's nothing real about it. Look, I don't mind fake boobs. I don't mind all that. But like, what's coming out of your mouth needs to be not so set up. And this is where Dancing with the Stars has definitely needs to go back. Because I'm doing rewatches right now. So I'm at the finale of season two. Those packages were so raw and so authentic. Yes. It is not easy to do what we do, right? So at the end of the day, when you pretend it is, it's not good. Like, there's no journey for us as a viewer. Now that I'm a viewer, I know what I like and what I don't like. And I don't like when it's produced, put it that way.
And so much reality is so produced now. I was talking to a friend the other day who reps one of the Real Housewives of New York. And she's like, oh, I can't come to Miami Beach Pride with you this weekend because I'm shooting. And I said, girl, are you the new housewife? And she said, no, I'm helping her with storylines. And I said, well, are you a producer?
Wait,
and
what?
And she goes, no, I'm not a producer. I said, oh, so you must be getting a producer credit. She goes, no. I go, okay, you're a publicist. She goes, yeah. I go, so you're helping create storylines? She's like, yeah, she needs it. And I'm not going to say which one because
wait, what?
Matter.
I'm so confused. So they pitch their own stories?
I don't understand why a publicist needs to be on site for a reality show. A producer, now, if you know, a publicist gets, you know, for those that may not understand, a producer produces the content, helps create the scenarios, helps produce the ideas.
A publicist,
right?
Takes care of your PR individually.
Right. Whether you're going on the Today Show, going on a podcast, all that kind of
promoting
stuff.
Promoting your projects.
Right. They do not produce the content. So for why free. Are you going there? And all I thought about was like, why are you, like, this is so not real and authentic. And also, this is going to look bad on the talent. I probably shouldn't even say which show it was, but it's going to look bad on the talent. Like, what are we doing? Like, I think the viewer
maybe
is
she's
really
a fan.
Smart. Maybe so, but I also think let's not negate the intelligence of a listener, of a consumer, of a viewer.
We're not stupid.
We're not. Thank you. And like, I think people beyond Taurus and Virgos can recognize inauthentic people and inauthentic scenarios
from a mile away. From a mile away. They understand. Agreed. Body language too. Like they're spot on when I wasn't in it one season or a few seasons. And then when I'm like freaking, or when I'm like maybe having a showman, it's like, you just know, you can 100%, see it.
100%. And going back to a couple other stories, you can tell, and not to go back to the story, but like when I watch a JoJo Siwa showing up at an award show, I'm like, that doesn't feel authentic. It doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel genuine. Look, I'm not saying you have to talk to every reporter on the carpet or every fan that
it
wants to take
forced.
A picture. Let's not make it feel any like you're put in this spotlight and you're able to make money because people like you. People want to buy your things. People want to buy your merch. People want to go to your shows. People want to do this. So what is the downside of you being an authentic person for you and then the people around you, your fans? But it just makes you think like the people, and like I'm sure we have a lot of people crossover that, you know, have worked with or have worked alongside Beyonce and or Taylor Swift, right? The two biggest artists in, let's say,
in the world,
the world right now,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
And every person, and I'm not a huge Taylor fan, don't be mad. I'm a Beyonce stan.
I can care less.
Right.
But I listen to
Beyonce
podcasts.
For me is like, Beyonce's everything. The album is great.
Yeah.
And I've never heard someone say Taylor or Beyonce was inauthentic, wasn't kind, was mean. You just don't hear it. So either someone's going around doing all that dirty work.
But they're not as attainable. Mind you, you can't get to them easier than
You're still doing. You're still doing fan events. And I'm talking about people
I
talked to a friend the other day who was like, "Oh, I worked on the makeup and when Beyonce performed at the Oscars with the girls and she was like, she was so kind, she was so lovely, and maybe she's a fan in her own right, but she was doing a job. But like, I love that you're able to see that like, there's an authentic connection between
going back to Sheena Shea show. Go ahead.
Please, the Sheena Shea show.
So basically, okay, so really Gleb commented on her the fact that she wants to do dancing. He's basically, in a nutshell, said, I'm happy that she didn't do it because when I taught her a dance for her wedding, I believe it was, it wasn't that great. He didn't have a great experience, but he didn't want to say much more than that, though he had already said a lot. But he was happy that Ariana was cast on the show and that basically anyone who comes up next after her that's a part of VPR, Vanderpump Rules, needs to make sure they have as much star power. So there's that. Then Sheena Shea responds during the Tuesday, April 9th episode of Watch What Happens Live with Andy. Shea was asked about Gleb's recent comments regarding her dancing ability. Oh, he also said that she wasn't a great dancer or alleged lack thereof. Thought that was very rude and uncalled for of him, but it is what it is. It's okay. I wouldn't want him as my partner anyway. Shea expressed her preference for DWTS Alan Burstyn. Her husband, Brock Davies, questioned why Shevchenko 40 passed judgment on Shea's skills, considering the concept of the show requires contestants who don't have an extensive dance background. But did you see Gleb's like tell-all interview with The Sun recently, where he basically says that he doesn't want an old part? He listed every quality that he didn't want in a partner, right? And clearly, what he doesn't want is someone with no dance experience. So,
right.
I don't know. This whole thing is just like, if I were, first of all, I can almost guarantee nobody else from VPR will be cast on Dancing with Stars. That was a one and done situation. But in general, no, honestly, it was a one and done. This is not a Housewives. This is not a franchise like that where like,
you don't get to make those kind of demands.
No. And by the way, it just cheapens the show a little bit. I don't know.
Now, okay, can I ask a secret about the show?
Sure.
If I'm okay, look, let's say I'm cast on Dancing with the Stars. Like, do they suggest producers or like before I even in the talks, are they like, you should really go to dance class? Like just before, just start with dancing. Like,
no,
do they give you insights?
I recommend you don't do that because if you go to whomever, you think that it's your judgment call, like, because they're not going to call. Most of the time, they don't know us, let's say, but maybe they do nowadays. But like, if you take the wrong instruction, it's only going to hurt your chances. Meaning, like, I like my students to come in with no dance experience so I can mold them. Because like, when you're being taught and it's not the same technique that I believe in, you're off on the wrong foot.
Wow. So it's that.
And I
okay.
always find that it's people with no dance experience, first of all, that are willing, open and able and vulnerable to come on the show that are the ones that are the most successful.
Because so they have like willing weight training or like cardio
stretch, do some yoga poses, fine. But when my partner was working out, when I danced with him, he broke his arm on live television, like dropped me on my head, Cristian De La Fuente, because he decided to pump some iron because he was going to be sleeveless that week. And I said, don't work out. We work so many hours. Something's going to happen. And it did. Voila. It was like, it was karma. No, but then we made the final because we got the pity vote.
There you go. Sometimes that's helpful.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward.
You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Sarah Evans, did you listen to this interview she did with her manager? Basically, do you even remember? I don't know how long you've watched the show, but she was back in season 3 when I won with
2006,
Emmett.
2006, right? I wasn't even born.
What are you, 5? Okay, wait, hold on. Shut up. Okay.
No, I was born in 87. It's fine.
It's fine, 84. I'm still older than you. Respect your elders.
Yeah, sorry. My bad.
Sarah Evans had to bow out of Dancing with the Stars, long story short, because she was having marital issues. And it was so bad. And I'll never forget her in the trailer, in the makeup trailer, just crying her eyes out constantly. And this woman would have won, I think, or been close to. Mind you, Emmett won, and I think it would have been close. But she danced with Tony Devilani. I'll never forget it. And then she goes into detail with what happened. And I had no clue about this. I hope that we have her on the podcast because she has been so open on hers when she interviewed her manager, who at that time was just an assistant working for Sarah. But it was crazy. I mean, this interview was insane. The amount of detail she also just reveals. It's like, I know that Dancing with the Stars, when you are not 100% mentally stable, whether it be because something bad is happening at home or whatever, even in an argument that I would have with my ex or whatever, it would ruin my day, right? So it's like, you, when you do dancing, every time is not on your side. It's 7 days a week, and you got to keep your brain and your mind and your mental health intact, or else it's going to be a slippery slope.
Which we were talking about kind of a little while ago on this podcast, that how emotional the dance part can be, you know, as opposed to, I think we all watch it as viewers, and you're a viewer now, but you have the obviously inside scoop, is we see a physical thing happening, right?
What, like, do you
mean? We watch it being a very physical, right?
You don't
spinning
see...
and twirling, and we don't get the emotional aspect. We
really?
Don't know that. I think to an extent they show it, but I mean, clearly with Sarah Evans on this, you didn't even know, right? Like, this was all going on behind the scenes. And I guess at the end of the day, it's like, I'm going to use this as a microcosm for a bigger picture, in that, like, you never really know what someone is going through, right? Like, everything looks groovy and sexy and awesome on Instagram, and it could, and you know, and we're looking at major celebrities and they're looking beautiful. And we didn't know that Jay-Z slept out of his relationship, right? Like, we didn't know that I think Sarah Evans, this is such a great moment for us to take a step back and go,
yes.
Oh my God, people go through things. Right?
And by the way, Instagram too, you can absolutely, you can post a picture you took 7 years ago, and if you still look the same, like, you just don't know. You're right. You're right. And I think we're all human, and we need to act with kindness and compassion.
Yeah. And I think if anything, that's what this taught us, in that, like, you everything can be so hidden now, right? And with the touch of a button, things can look really great. Right. But I can also post to Instagram from sobbing in my bed that I haven't gotten out of for 3 days, posting a picture from a week ago of me in Punta Cana in my bathing suit, and it looks all well and good, you know. But
that's
so Sarah Evans,
TikTok.
Like, I feel for her in this, yeah. You know, because it's like the emotional aspect, and like, let's focus on emotional and mental health also, right? Like,
that is a pandemic
so
in itself.
Us. And men specifically, I'm speaking to you, because women, there's a lot more women that go to therapy than men. But I just had this conversation last week and I said, there is a big problem here of men feeling like, let me get into the gym and work out really hard and do all these things. And that's great. And that's working out our physical. But what happens at the end of the day when we're stuck with our mental? I might have big arms, but what happens with my brain when I'm, you know?
Just because you may feel great, you should still go to therapy. Everyone needs to go to therapy, even when it's good. Thank you so much, Josh, for coming and co-hosting our Headlines and Hot Topics weekly series. Everyone make sure to follow Josh at Josh McBride on Instagram and the podcast on social media at Sex Lies and Spray Tans across all platforms. More interviews coming to you every single Monday to talk about their experiences on Dancing with the Stars. Until next time.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.